Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heart to Heart, where a father and a seven-year-old son speak about anything under the sun. My son Eli is allowed to ask me, his father Carlo, any question, and I'm uncensoredly, vulnerably, I'm supposed to answer them.
Yeah.
Okay. It's our hope that we can bridge the generation gap, and
yes,
hope you can be amused by, you know, how a clueless dad is messing things up. Okay, so what's your first question?
So how do you feel about whenever you go on social media? It can be like any media platform or, yeah.
So how do I feel? How do I feel when I get on to any kind of social media platform?
It might be even Zoom or
Zoom or FB, YT, all that.
Or IG. Maybe even something as simple as Messenger.
Well, you know, the simpler ones, the Messenger is just chatting and stuff.
Yeah.
That's easy to just coordinate and communicate.
Yeah, but like Zoom.
All these things are okay, especially now. I think the hardest one I have trouble getting onto or giving a message on is FB and YT or IG, XYZ.
Oh.
I think it's just things we've all learned. Everybody's on it already, but there's just a level of vulnerability there,
yeah,
that, you know, you're exposing yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you? How come you seem so brave and bold to get on?
Well, I don't know why either. But actually, mostly, it's just that, I don't know how to say it, but
how do you feel when you get online? Are you shooting a video?
When it's like shooting a video or meeting someone, or it's like, I'm usually excited.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I get nervous, and I don't know if, I don't know, it's because if growing up, you know, Lolo, my dad, I love him, and it was difficult for him raising five kids, but he was able to do that. So I honor him and I love him. But I think it was his culture to really be very straightforward with raising up his kids. Like, you have to work hard, you have to perform, and that's the sort of underlying effect. And, you know, he didn't, it was maybe not his fault, he was a product of his culture, but what it instilled in me is that I had to earn love and respect.
Yeah.
I had to perform for people's affections. Even that's not really what he said, but that's sort of what was triggered in me. And so I guess being in front of people and exposing my failures and all my flaws, ironically what we're doing right now, you know, it's because you're with me, that's why I'm brave. But there, I have a cringe factor that people are judging me or deconstructing whatever I say, or I'm exposing all my flaws and like that, and I might not get the respect I'm longing for. And that's my generation. But what I want to be able to teach you, Eli, is that, and I don't know if this is why you're so brave, but you already have my love. You have all my respect. You don't have to earn it or strive for it or work for it or perform for it.
And actually, I think that's why I'm brave when I go on social media.
Yeah.
When I know that I don't have to earn all those stuff, it just makes me feel better.
Oh, wow. So let me ask you a question. How come when I'm telling stories about you, you don't like that?
Well, it's just the feeling that they won't like my story or whatever. It can be anything.
So you do feel a little bit like that,
yeah,
exposed also.
Oh, also, easy. And sometimes I actually feel insecure.
Hmm. So it's not enough that I tell you that I love you?
Well, that is a good thing, but sometimes to me, it's like, well, it just feels like you're always doing that.
Doing what? Talking about you?
Well, yeah, plus the fact that you're always shouting that MLBB.
My little boo-boo!
Yeah.
Those little cute things are, I guess you're there, that you're a little shy about those things.
Yeah.
Okay. What I hope that we all get to know, you and me, Eli, reminding myself all the time, and you grow up knowing this, is that the greatest love that everybody needs, God's love, we've already received it. Not earned it, not worked for it, given to us freely and selflessly when God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. And he destroyed every barrier between us and him.
Yes.
We were able to come to him as we received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And he rose again to be with us. He rose again just so that he could be dead. Right. There's no sin. There's no death between us. And he's with us. Now, now that we have that love, there is no reason for us to be insecure.
Yeah.
I hope I'm showing that to you. And I'm sorry that sometimes when I shout my little boom boom, or when I'm exposing your awkward stories and things, I hope you forgive me for them.
And I do.
Yeah. Okay. And you do know that I love you completely, unconditionally, no matter, even when you don't obey right away. Okay. Can we pray for them?
Okay.
Lord, we pray for the fathers and sons, parents, mothers also, and their daughters, and their children. I pray that, like your word in Malachi chapter 4, that the hearts of the parents and the fathers and the mothers turn to their children, and the hearts of the children turn to their parents. I pray that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, we pray for the kids.
Okay. Lord, please help the kids to actually, process everything that their parents tell them, and help the parents to know that this is really a personal thing, but all the same, it's something that can help us grow deeper into our relationships as sons and daughters. But in the end, we are really sons and daughters of God. And also, even parents are. And in the end, God is our comforter. And these are just tools to actually grow deeper, but also all the same, it will always be something that will excite you. And also, in Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you guys have a great time. Bye.